And I didn't really think anything more about Islam or anything else, really. I just volunteered at the zoo. I worked for the bookstore I had been working for in Omaha, Nebraska. I started going to Bible studies at church and became active in my church up to a point. But I started having a strange feeling. I can't really explain it. I started feeling that God had something special that He wanted me to do. And I just didn't know what it could possibly be because I have never seen myself as a tool of God, but one never knows. And I started doing things that I even surprised friends of mine. I'd never been a person who liked to drive, but I decided I needed to learn how to drive more. And so I drove all the way to Omaha, Nebraska to work for my job. I went to confession to my priest and I told him that I felt that God had a special mission for me, and he looked at me as if I were strange, which is understandable, I suppose. And then, very suddenly, in 1998, my husband died of a heart attack. He was only 46 years old. And I thought, well, maybe this has something to do with it, but I just didn't know. As you can well imagine, I was very distressed, and it took me a long time to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I started to become very active at my church, and I was involved in fundraising for a new school. I continued volunteering at the zoo. I spent some time traveling. I went to Spain and I got to see all of the things I had studied about when I studied about Spain and saw the mosque in Cordoba and the Alhambra, which is a palace in Granada of the Moorish kings. And I really enjoyed my trip there. And I still kept feeling God wanted me to do something. And for some reason, I thought God wanted me to pray the Catholic Rosary for peace in the world. And I know the world was, a little bit in turmoil at that time. This was in the early part of 2001. But I thought it was sort of odd that God wanted me to do this, but He had been calling me to do it for about 2 years, and finally I said, okay, fine, I'm going to do it. And then all of a sudden, September 11th happened, and I realized, oh, that was why God wanted me to pray for peace. And I and all of my friends were just really dumbfounded that somebody would hate us that much. And I think it came to be a time that many Americans started to realize that everything just wasn't as rosy as we thought it was. And then I started to want to learn more and more about Islam. I wanted to know who were the people that were doing this? Why were they doing this? Was it part of the religion? Was it part of our governmental policies? What was going on about it? I attended a series of dialogues at a mosque in Bloomington, Minnesota, and started to try to become friends with some of the ladies, but then I had to move into a smaller house, and I just stopped doing it. I think I knew that I was supposed to be a Muslim even at that time, but quite frankly, I didn't want to give up alcohol. I certainly didn't want to give up pork. I certainly didn't want to wear a scarf. I didn't want to pray 5 times a day. I didn't want to do any of that. But, God kept calling me and calling me, and I did read more books about Islam, and I studied more things, and I read in the Quran, and I began to even wonder when I was going to Mass, should I be saying the creed? Did I really believe in what it was saying? Finally, I said, look, God, if you want me to be a Muslim, you're going to have to give me a really big sign. I'm just not going to do this unless I get a really big sign. So you're going to have to send me a teacher. At that time, I was taking classes at the University of St. Thomas, and I was enrolled in Theology 101, which was beginning Christianity, the underpinnings of Christianity, so to speak, its early history. And I thought I was quite safe taking that class. There was no teacher going to show up who was going to teach me about Islam in that class. And what happens? In walks a man who was learned and a sheikh and had studied in Iran and was a Shiite Muslim. As you know, people from Iran are Shiite Muslims, and I suddenly realized that, oh, well, God sent me a teacher. And so then I made the decision very quickly that I had to become a Muslim. And I did make my Shahada on March 17th, 2007, and I've been working very hard to try to be a Muslim. It's hard for me because I don't really have a large circle of friends and don't live in a Muslim household, so it makes it difficult. But I am trying, and I'm very at peace with the decision, and I'm glad that I did it. And I'm now called Sister Zahra. Salaam alaikum.